This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dua Lisa-Kowtow. President Biden says the U.S. will soon join Jordan in airdropping food aid into Gaza. He says he's also looking at the possibility of a marine corridor for aid, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A day after what he called a tragic and alarming event, when more than 100 Palestinians were killed after a crowd swarmed aid trucks in northern Gaza, President Biden is promising to do more.
We're going to insist that Israel facilitate more trucks and more routes to get more and more people the help they need. No excuses, because the truth is, aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough.
Biden says there needs to be hundreds of trucks a day, not just a few, adding that innocent lives are on the line in Gaza. He says he's also pushing for a deal to bring about a six-week ceasefire if Hamas releases more hostages. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In the Texas Panhandle, at least two people are dead from wildfires that have consumed more than a million acres and destroyed ranch land and homes. Rachel Osier-Lindley with the Texas Newsroom reports. The blaze is now one of the largest wildfires in U.S. history.
Residents of the small towns in the fire's path are assessing the damage and banding together to help their neighbors. Shella Carr is one of the few thousand residents of Canadian, Texas, which had to be briefly evacuated earlier this week. She says everyone's pitching in.
My husband's actually a volunteer firefighter, so he's been gone the entire time, but we totally have the town corralled right now and helping each other out. We're helping move stuff in to rent houses for anybody whose house is burned.
The fire also took out power lines, leaving some here without electricity. Providers are hoping to have it restored by early next week. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley in the Texas Panhandle.
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI for breach of contract, claiming it has placed profits over its nonprofit mission. NPR's Bobby Allen reports Musk was a co-founder of the ChatGPT maker, but later had a falling out with the company.
Elon Musk was one of the founders and early financial backers of OpenAI. It was established in 2015 as a nonprofit research lab with a mission to develop artificial intelligence in an ethical way and outside the pressures of the for-profit world of Silicon Valley. But Musk quit years later after a power struggle with leadership. Now Musk says OpenAI is basically a subsidiary of Microsoft, which has invested billions, and that it has abandoned its mission of developing AI not with the goal of making money, but with the aim of studying the risks to humanity. OpenAI declined to comment on the suit. Musk is joined by a chorus of AI researchers who have criticized OpenAI from straying from its founding principles to profit on ChatGPT and other services. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. In Colorado, one of the two paramedics convicted in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain in Aurora, Colorado, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Peter Chikuniak and another paramedic who administered a sedative that contributed to the young black man's death were convicted in December of criminally negligent homicide. Artists and celebrities continue to speak out about the Middle East crisis, and they continue to face repercussions for it. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Deborah Messing has faced criticism for her outspoken support of Israel. Euphoria star Hunter Schafer made headlines when she and others were arrested at a ceasefire rally. Susan Sarandon was dropped by her agents when she spoke out in support of Palestinians. At a recent rally in D.C., she said, "Being an artist is about imagining.
And if you imagine and then you empathize, how can you not identify with mothers whose children are being blown up? And it's just not right."
Melissa Barrera was dropped from the next Scream movie for her pro-Palestinian messages. She recently told the AP she would continue to speak out.
"I feel like I'm finally becoming who I'm supposed to be."
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Walgreens and CVS will start carrying the abortion drug mifepristone soon in select states after getting FDA certification. It's one of two drugs used together in medication abortions. But mifepristone remains at the center of an ongoing legal battle between people who don't support abortion rights and the FDA. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.